Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said at times, we may not know where God is, but we can certainly be confident that He knows where we are. We appreciate so very much this opportunity of Bible study and the opportunity of talking with you about the Word of God. All right, let's get to our study for this week. You know, we live in a world that changes almost daily. Something that has been standard for years and years, tomorrow may simply be something that has gone by the wayside. And in view of all of the change and all of the arrangements and disarrangements that we have in our world today, people begin to wonder, is there anything that I can depend on? Is there anything stable? Is it true that everything is going to change and that maybe tomorrow what was important today will not be important? And so we go in that direction. Well, that has all also hit the religious world. We look about us in the religious world today, and there are tremendous changes that have taken place among religious people. There are people practicing things today that yesterday they would have been horrified to practice. And so change has taken place in regard to religious activity. But, as we said, is there anything stable? Is there anything that we can depend on and that will be the same tomorrow as it is today? And if the world stands another 100 years, will it be the same way when that 100 years have passed? Well, I believe that there are some stable things, some important things that we need to think about. And so we'd like to study about that this week. When the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, here's a statement that he made, and I want you to consider it in regard to the changing world about us and Paul's statement of stability. For this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. If I can see anything in that verse, I can see Paul saying, I don't need to worry about the change that takes place in the world about me, the reason being because I have one that I have placed my faith and my confidence in, and this one will never change. And so the stability of my beliefs in regard to religious matters is vitally important. When I read the Hebrew letter, chapter 13 and verse 8, I read a statement like this: Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. Doesn't that do you good when you look at all of the uncertainty that there is because of change, to know that Jesus is the same always? Now, certainly He uses different methods at different times, but He is always the same. You can always depend on the same characteristics with Him that you have always depended upon. So I'm saying there is stability in our world today, and that stability comes by the religion of Jesus Christ. What the Lord taught in the first century is also valid and important in our present generation. And so the Lord is always the same, and He always will be there that we can depend on Him. Paul said, I'm sure concerning the one in whom I've believed, I place my trust there, and I can depend upon Him. Well, let's look at some things that we can say are stable and will not change, even though the world about us makes many changes. Well, first of all, our God does not change. We can depend upon God, and we can place our confidence in Him because God is always dependable. The word faithful is a word which conveys that idea of dependability. Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, in assuring them that God will keep his promise, used that observation, God is faithful. Let's look at the passage together. There hath no temptation taken you, but that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. When you look at that verse, you can see that the promise given by God is a promise that is not unstable and one that will not be kept, but rather one that we can depend on. And the reason being, God is faithful. What does the term God is faithful imply to you? Doesn't it mean that if God gives his word, he'll keep his word? Now, there have been times in the history of man that people have questioned whether God is going to keep his word about any particular matter. Peter wrote about such in 2 Peter chapter 3 when he said in the last days scoffers would come. Now, here's their question. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. In other words, they were calling in question the Lord's promise that he would come again. Well, the promise that Jesus would come into the world once more and remove from the world that opportunity that is granted today and would judge all men according to what they have done, whether good or bad, you can depend on that promise. And the reason you can depend on it, again, is God is faithful. Now, Peter said the reason that some people are questioning God's promise is that he has not to this point done the very thing that he had promised. But friends, that simply means that God has to do things according to our time schedule. Do you believe that's true? Does God have the liberty and the right to decide to do what he wants to do at his time? I remember reading verses like Galatians 4 and verse 4, who in the fullness of time, that is, when the time was right. And that's what simply says that Jesus came into the world at the right time, when the fullness of time was there. According to God's schedule, God sent his Son into the world. And that's true about the second coming, isn't it? The Lord is going to come again, but not according to what we think or our schedule, but rather according to what he thinks and what he has decided in regard to the return of the Lord. They didn't need to worry about the Lord keeping his promise. He always keeps his promise because God is faithful. God doesn't change. And he will do what he said he was going to do. We'll pick up at this point tomorrow in our study. I do hope you'll be listening. And let me remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.